If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Now, Pop-Up Theatre presents the Vagina Monologues in aid of Cúin Séar Women's Refuge in Clonmel. The Monologues is an episodic play, and we'll find out more about that and how that works. It was written, by the way, in 1996. It kicks off tomorrow evening at the Coachman Bar in Clonmel. And in just a few moments' time, I'll speak to Mary Barry O'Gorman of Cúin Séar. But first of all, let me speak to Patricia Hart, who is director of the play. Patricia, good morning to you.
Hi, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Lovely to talk to you today. Will you tell me about the monologues? When it's described as an episodic play, what does that mean exactly?
Well, the play was put together initially to help women and raise funds to help women who had been, unfortunately, at the hands of domestic abuse, with mental or physical, to support women in women's shelters. It was also described as the most important piece of political theatre in the last decade by the New York Times. And, you know, it was written from a very selfless perspective, in the fact that it was highlighting problems and trying to do something to help them.
Yeah, I would gather it's very conversational, because my understanding is it came out of some rather casual conversations,
yes,
among friends, and it developed then into theatre.
Absolutely. The monologues are written in a way that, you know, she interviewed many women of all different ages and listened to their stories and then tried to put them on paper. So what we have done with the monologues is we've adapted them for an Irish audience. You know, the statistics that would have been given for different things in America are different to here. And we also wanted it to be relatable for our audience here. So the women have adapted them. Two of the girls are doing theirs in a Dublin accent. So we, for want of a better way of putting it, we've Irishized it. We've taken parts from it and we've added to it.
That's very interesting, because I was going to ask you about the evolution of the piece and how it would suit Irish audiences, but I guess it deals with everything. I mean, body image,
absolutely,
genital
universal
mutilation.
Problem.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
And of course, now, today, we're speaking about the issues that women have in our defence forces and stuff. So this is
absolutely
all very relevant, isn't it?
Absolutely. And what we have discovered too from doing this is that even in the darkest of times, women will find humour. And these are very humorous. Well, the majority of them are. There is one or two serious pieces in it. And the underlying theme is obviously very serious. But it's absolutely hilarious.
Yes.
And it will show you that even in the darkest times, women will find each other. They will find humour and, you know, battle on, basically.
The monologues, they're not for the faint-hearted. How did you put together a cast for this, and was that difficult, Patricia?
I have a very experienced cast, a wonderful group of women. If I may give a shout-out to
please
them,
do.
If that's okay
please
with you.
Please do, yes.
I have Amanda Kerwin, who Irish audiences in Clonmel would know is very experienced, a very comedic actress, and huge experience on stage. Again, Magella Corrigan, again, an older lady with huge stage experience. Catherine McVicker, who is very involved in the arts and has been involved in the Junction in Clonmel and different things. She's, again, hugely experienced. Jen Doyle, who has done numerous plays. Esther Byrne, who is well-known in Clonmel. Jackie Delahunty. Paula O'Dwyer from Carrick, from Brewery Lane, again, renowned. Suzanne Dunn, who last year won Best Actress in the amateur drama Green Room. I have my own daughter, Juliet Hart, doing a part for me, and she's the youngest of our group and has had experience on stage, and all of them are doing so well.
Very good. Is this just for women? I'm thinking of the audience here. Is it just for women?
It is directed towards women, but men have enjoyed it and do enjoy it.
Mm.
And actually, it can be very enlightening for men. And from what I'm hearing, we do have some men coming to the show. And hopefully they will get as much out of it as we do. But I can imagine that there will be large groups of women at it.
I would imagine, indeed.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that if there's men present, that a little bit of squirming, I would guess, in the audience from time to time. Is there a musical element to it as well?
There can be. Yeah. We are finishing ours with a song, but I haven't seen it done as a musical. I'm sure I was toying with putting more music in it, but
yes,
we opted not to in the end. Yeah, I have lovely singers actually on stage as well.
Right, but maybe something for the future. Who knows?
Yeah.
Stay with me for a moment, Patricia, because I'm delighted to be joined by Mary Barry O'Gorman, who is Cúan Séir's Women's Refuge Services Manager. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran. Good morning, Patricia. Delighted.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
And really good to talk to you this morning, Mary. And of course, proceeds from this going to the wonderful services that you provide in Clonmel.
In Clonmel, yeah, absolutely. We're delighted that the Vaginal Monologues considered to Cúan Séir on as a service to fundraise for. I suppose it's great. The proceeds are always much needed. And it's great, even apart from the fundraising element, to even raise awareness about the service in the community as well, Fran.
Yes. And will you tell me about that service? Because, Mary, I would imagine, are you inundated?
Yeah, the service is busy. It's busy as always, Fran. I suppose last year we would have had overall our contacts to the service were over 6,000 contacts to the service. That was in 2022. Their service is always busy, from the refuge element part of it, the accommodation part, which can be difficult to manage, I suppose, at the moment with the difficulty in access and rental housing, but also the support service for the women and for the children in particular is very busy as well at the minute. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's always busy here in Cúan Séir.
And how are you funded normally, Mary? How does that work?
So our main funding, Fran, would come from TUSLA. So that would be our core funding. But unfortunately, there is a shortfall. There are specific services that would not be funded by TUSLA. For example, therapeutic services for children. So art therapy and play therapy would not be funded for children and young people. We would feel that that is a really important aspect of the service. You know, for children, they can come in, they can do a piece of work in the refuge with the support workers here. But it's often the case that they might need further support to explore feelings that might be embedded from their experiences. So it's important that we can provide that service for them.
So that's where outside funding and fundraising helps you greatly, I presume.
Yeah, absolutely. And also at the moment, Fran, we're looking at, I suppose, coming out of COVID, I suppose we've very little space. You know, that became very apparent during COVID, that the physical space in the building was very small and limited. So what we were looking at doing is building a new therapy space here in the back garden in Cúan Séir. So we are fundraising for that. But at the moment, we have a lump sum for it, but obviously there's a shortfall for it. So we have to meet that need as well.
And I presume COVID was very difficult for you because we kept hearing about a huge increase in violence in the home, for example, during that time, Mary. Was that reflected in what you saw?
Yeah, I suppose our experience during COVID was absolutely was a breeding ground for domestic abuse, I suppose, for women and children to remain in the home. And I suppose it was difficult if their partner was, you know, working from home, you know, put increased pressure. I suppose what we saw, Fran, during that time was an increase to the service. Where women would have access to service to get orders, which was very important from during that time. But also there was an increase in the phone support, but also, I suppose, social media contact. It was difficult for women during that time to make a phone call, you know, if their partner was in the house.
Yeah.
So social media, it was huge as well for women during that time to have contact with the service.
Right. One of our listeners on to say Cúan Séir is absolutely amazing service for women. I use their services along with my children. You don't have to be physically abused to attend their services. I didn't know this. I was emotionally, financially abused for years. Okay. Only for them, I don't know how I would have coped. I hope this is very much supported, and that's referring to the monologues. It's not just physical violence, of course, that you deal with people with emotional violence as well, subjected to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose that's the very heart of domestic abuse, Fran, is that it does not have to be physical abuse.
Yes.
You know, we see it that women coming in using the service. I suppose since 2019, coercive control came into legislation in Ireland, and we've seen a huge increase to the service since then.
Right.
So it's
and we might know that as emotional abuse in some way.
Emotional abuse, people would recognise it more so. But I suppose if you're going down the legal route, and it would be considered coercive control. Mm. So yeah, we've seen a huge surge in the service since that came to light. And I suppose that's just really around maybe other services, or I suppose, you know, people not understanding it as that term. So when you delve more into it, you will see the emotional, but you'll also see that it's a persistent and deliberate pattern of behaviour over a long period of time. And it can be very hard for a person experienced it to describe it. Or, you know, if you've lived with it for so long, it almost becomes the norm in your day. So you might not recognise it as domestic abuse. So I suppose when people do come to our service, it's about us sitting with them, listening to their story, and you know, giving them a better understanding of their experiences, and I suppose helping them to see what they've experienced is actually a crime, and you know, we can help them work through it and move on from it.
Are you always surprised, Mary, at the strength of women, how they've managed to take themselves and their family maybe through the most difficult of times and stuff?
I suppose I've been working in the service for many years now, Fran, and yeah, you know, women, I think women are so resilient, and you know, we don't give them enough credit. And I think, you know, for a woman to contact the service, to knock on that door, to make that phone call, and they're, you know, that is one step for them to, you know, to looking at what their choices are and to making, you know, more positive choices and decisions for them, for their children. It's a very difficult step to make, but I do believe that with the support, they can enhance their resilience and their confidence.
Right. And have you seen families pick themselves up from this then, Mary?
Absolutely, Fran. We've had a lot of positive cases here in the service where women have moved on from their abuser. They've gotten the support for their children. Absolutely. There is, I suppose, light at the end of the tunnel. But I suppose it's about reaching out for help. If that help, you know, some people might find it hard to access the service. They might not have the confidence. There might be fear. You know, their partner might be, you know, there might be threats that if you access the service, you know, what comes with that. But, you know, I would always say reach out, make a phone call. It can be an anonymous phone call. You might need to talk to a family member or a friend who might have used the service. Make inquiries, I would say, absolutely. Pick up the phone. It's a free phone number. There's always somebody here to listen, to give guidance. And let a woman make her own decisions from
and
there.
If people would like to contact you, how can they do that, Mary?
Yeah, so, Fran, we have our helpline number. It's a free phone number. It's 1-800-57-67-57. Okay. And we also have a website, coonsair.org. And you can also, there's a link on that if you want to send in an email and make an inquiry. But we would always suggest that you ring on the helpline. You will get a service on the day. Or you can also drop in. Some people might find it difficult to make that phone call, and they might be passing the door, and they might just take that opportunity. And absolutely, we'd always welcome anyone.
Very good indeed. And Patricia, I'm already seeing a huge interest here in tickets for, like, you're in the Coachman tomorrow night and Friday night as well. How can you get tickets for it?
Okay, so the tickets are on sale in the book market, 052-6129-236. And just to say that there's only a couple of tickets left for Friday night,
right.
And there's some tickets left for Thursday night.
Right, very good indeed.
Yeah.
But it's a great piece, and I would highly recommend it to people indeed. Patricia, lovely to talk to you. Mary, congratulations
on the
wonderful service that you provide, and thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Thank you so much, Fran.
Good morning to you both. Bye. That's Mary Barry O'Gorman there, who is the manager of Coonsair Women's Refuge, and we heard from Patricia Hart as well, who's director of the Vagina Monologues, and that's happening tomorrow night and Friday night at the lovely Coachman Bar in Clonmel, and it's a lovely family-run public house as well, and you'll be extremely well looked after there too. That's it for me. Emma produced, Ali looks after our content, and I will talk to you tomorrow. You look after yourselves now, won't you? Bye-bye.
Tip Today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067-24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.